Radio. Earlier this month, four professional Czech skiers set out for the trip of a lifetime, skiing some of the steepest peaks in the world in Thompson Pass, Alaska. The team included former world ski cross champion Tomáš Kraus, Olympian snowboarder Michal Novotný, snowboarder Martin Černík, and freeride skier Robin Kaleta. For 7 days, the four tackled some of the toughest faces in the area for a short documentary. On their return to the Czech Republic, Jan Velinger spoke to skier Robin Kaleta, who confirmed that hitting the Alaskan slopes had been one of his biggest dreams.
I've been in Alaska in 2002. Back then it was just in summer, working for a hotel, so I didn't really get to ski there, but I saw the mountains and I knew I want to come back once.
What kind of an experience was it? I mean, here at the press conference you said it's very difficult to describe. In the end, though, many different impressions. What was your first one?
Scary, extremely scary. I never thought it would be that steep. I never thought the cornices are so big, and it really scared the hell out of me. And it takes a lot of time to mentally prepare yourself to be able to ski at your edge there. That's the thing that I still have to accomplish, because all I did was just skiing way under my limit, because I was just too scared to push it.
It sounds extraordinary because you have obviously a lot of experience with free riding. You've skied all over the world. What is it about Alaska that is so different?
I think mainly it's the snow, because snow sticks to any slope, any steepness you can imagine. Up to 60 degrees, it's still powder, and you can rely on the snow. No matter how long it's been there, no matter how much slough has gone down there, it's still pretty soft, so on your way down, you know you're not going to hit any ice, you're not going to hit any ice fields or any crust. You just need to know where you go and be as fast as possible so that the slough doesn't hit you from the back. I know what is dangerous, what is safe, how big cliff I can drop, so it's basically just about experience.
There were four of you, all professional racers, border cross, ski cross, free riding. How did each of your different experiences help or hinder?
My experience helped a lot. Martin is an experienced free rider as well. And Tomáš and Michal, they come from a different background. And I was very curious how they will deal with the steepness and everything. And the thing is that once they knew where they go in, they just did the perfect job, because they know how to make turns very well. Like, Tomáš is the best turner altogether, and like, if you think about it, free riding is no different from race skiing. It's still skiing, it's still making proper turns, just the terrain is different. So once he knew where he goes, how to do it, he was perfect. But when he didn't know, when there was like a convex terrain where he couldn't see behind the ridge or something, then of course he was much more careful, because he didn't believe what's behind, because he just doesn't have the experience.
Now, you said that you skied below your threshold. Are there points where you felt that you came close to having a more serious accident? You did have a fall.
Yes, I did. But it was just because the mountains are so different and so bigger, and I was trying to push myself into doing something I know I can do and into something that is closer to my limits. But then again, I not always took into consideration the hugeness of the mountains, and a cornice that I was sure is safe went down with me, and I almost ended up, you know, falling down the whole face in the cornice. And luckily I managed to grab to a piece of snow and stay on top. But there was just one of many things that reminded me of how big it is, and no matter how good snow is and how much you can rely on it and how fast you can go, you still have to realize this is big mountains, big faces, very steep, a lot of snow that can go down and kill you.
Now, you were there for 14 days, 12 of which were potentially ski days, and in the end, you guys said that you skied 5, 6, or 7. What did a typical day look like, and how did you get to many of these peaks?
Mostly by helicopter, because it's big save of time. You just point at the peak, and 5 minutes later, you're standing on top, and just waiting for your camera to film you. So that was most of the time, but on the days when our budget was already down, we used skidoos or just ski touring to get to some smaller lines. So even if you don't want to fly, there's a lot of stuff to do. That's a good thing about Thompson Pass.
Tell me a little bit about flying in the helicopters. The pilots that you're flying with are obviously pros with many hours of flight behind them, but still it sounds like some of it can appear quite risky or seems risky.
I guess it might be risky, but nobody talks about it because it's not none of our business. I mean, we can't change it. They don't tell us how many helicopters have gone down, so, and you don't need to worry about that. I mean, there's no... It's not going to help you mentally if you think about whether you can rely on this pilot or not. So we didn't think about it. It's just nice way to get on top of the hill, and that's how you should leave it if you want to focus on skiing.
Why is it that they would drop off only one person at a time on different peaks?
It's not that they have to, but obviously when you're filming, you don't want any lines to the right or to the left of your line. You don't want to be crossing any lines. So obviously we try to pick lines far from any other lines, and then my friend can find another line far from any other line. So you need to pick drop zones every 200 or 300 meters to be able to achieve the pureness of the terrain, you know, untouchedness.
Most of the photos look absolutely fantastic. Some of these ridges or faces seem steeper than 45 degrees. What's that like for a skier when you're going down a slope where you can practically reach out and touch the wall behind you?
Well, in Europe, if you ski something like this, it's either ice or a very hard snow that you can't really go fast. You have to be very careful. But here, that's the main difference is that you drop into it, and you actually can ski as if it was a 40 degree slope. That's a huge difference, and it's just about head. It takes time to get used to it. You need to click and start skiing this slope as it was 40 degree.
What is one of the hills that you guys skied that was the most memorable for you, and that we'll be able to see in the film?
I think must have been Diamond Peak, which, compared to other lines that we did, was quite long. I'd say maybe 500 meters vertical, which is quite long for Alaska, and it, especially it was because when I was trying to get into my face, the huge cornice released with me. So I stayed on top, I managed to get out of it, but when I was standing on my line with all this behind me, I was shaking, like, really, really scared, because the slope was very steep, it wasn't extremely safe, and I knew how dangerous it can be, because just a minute ago I almost got smashed by a big amount of snow, so that was very intense for me to be able to ski down and not break down.
And that was the freeride skier Robin Caletta speaking to my colleague Jan Wellinger for this week's